thanks to not overpaying in taxes. Financial concerns make up a long list of problems.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is try hard to control your tongue, part two. My scripture is James 3:1-12. My text is James 3:7-8, which states, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. We are taught to dread an unruly tongue as one of the greatest and most highly destructive evils. It is compared to a little fire placed among a great deal of combustible matter, which soon raises a flame and consumes all before it. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a whirl of wickedness. There is such an abundance of sin in the tongue that it may be called a whirl of wickedness. How many defilements does it occasion? How many and dreadful flames does it kindle? So is the tongue among the members that it defileth, the whole body. There is a great pollution and defilement in sins of the tongue. Defiling passions are kindled, vented, and cherished by this unruly member. And the whole body is often drawn into sin and guilt by the tongue. Therefore, Solomon says, suffer not thy body to cause thy flesh to sin. Ecclesiastes, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Ecclesiastes 5:6, the snares into which men are sometimes led by the tongue are insufferable to themselves and destructive of others. It setteth on fire the course of nature. The affairs of mankind and of societies are often thrown into confusion, and all is on a flame by the tongues of men. All our generations are set on fire by the tongue. There is no age of the world, nor any condition of life, private or public, but will afford examples of this. And it is set on fire of hell. Hell has more to do in promoting the fire of the tongue than men are generally aware of it. It is from some devilish design that men's tongues are inflamed. The devil is especially called a liar, a murderer, an accuser of the brethren. And whenever men's tongues are employed in any of these ways, they are set on fire of hell. The Holy Ghost indeed once descended in cloven tongues as a fire. Acts 2. And where the tongue is thus guided and worked into shape upon by a fire from heaven, there it kindleth good thoughts, holy affections, and fiery devotions. But when it is set on fire of hell, as in all undue heats it is, there it is mischievous, producing rage and hatred. And those things which serve the purposes of the devil. And therefore, you will dread fires and flames. You should dread rivalry, abusive language, making false charges, which damage another's reputation, lies, and everything that will kindle the fire of wrath in your own spirit and in the spirit of others. We are next taught how very difficult a thing it is to govern the tongue. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. As if the apostle had said, lions and the most savage beasts, as well as horses and camels and creatures of the greatest strength, have been tamed and governed by men. So have birds, notwithstanding their wildness and fearfulness, and their wings to bear them up continually out of our reach. Even serpents, notwithstanding all their venom and all their cunning, have been made familiar and harmless. And things in the sea have been taken by men and made serviceable to them. And these creatures have not been subdued, nor tamed by miracle only, as the lions crouched to Daniel instead of eating him, and ravens fed Elijah, and a whale carried Jonah through the depths of the sea to dry land. But what is here spoken of is something commonly done. Not only have been tamed, but is tamed of mankind. Yet the tongue is worse than these, and cannot be tamed by the power and art which serves to tame these things. No man can tame the tongue without supernatural grace and assistance. The apostle does not intend to represent it as a thing impossible, but as a thing extremely difficult, which therefore will require great watchfulness and pains and prayer to keep it in due order. And sometimes all is too little, for it is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Brute creatures may be kept within certain bounds. They may be managed by certain rules, and even serpents may be so used as to do no hurt with all their poison. But the tongue is apt to break through all bounds and rules and to spit out its poison on one occasion or another, notwithstanding the utmost care, so that not only does it need to be watched and guarded and governed as much as an unruly beast, or a hurtful and poisonous creature, but much more care and pains will be needed to prevent the mischievous outbreakings and effects of the tongue. Regular exercise may lead to healthier belly fat, study finds. Researchers found people with obesity who frequently exercise had changes in their belly fat that reduced the risk of heart disease and diabetes. September 10, 2024, by Caitlin Sullivan. Research shows our bodies go through rapid changes in middle age. Harbor Rich and his team recruited 32 people, half male, half female, who were overweight or had obesity. 16 had exercised at least 4 times a week for at least 2 years. The average amount of regular exercise was actually 11 years, while the others lived more sedentary lives. Each person was matched for age, biological sex, body fat percentage, and body mass index, or BMI. The researchers took samples of fat tissue from each person's belly and measured the amount of blood flow in each person's fat tissue, markers of inflammation, and the rigidity and fibrousness of the tissue. They reveal the exercise appeared to cause biological and structural changes in belly fat, also called adipose tissue, that lowered a person's risk for heart disease and metabolic disorders such as type 2 diabetes. Regular exercisers had less rigid or fibrous fat tissue, which allows fat cells beneath the skin to expand to store fat, one of the body's primary sources of energy. God sent Jesus to this earth, and he showed us how to live. He was crucified on the cross for our sins, that we may have a chance for eternal life. Let us continually try hard to control our tongues, because the tongue can do so much harm. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is material gods. Money and possessions can do great good when they are used wisely and kept in proper perspective. Some of the great people of the Bible were very rich. Abraham, Isaac, and Solomon were perhaps the richest men in their day. God's quarrel is not with material goods, but with material gods. Materialism has become the god of too many of us. Our material possessions are elevated to the central place in our lives, and we give them the attention only God deserves. The Bible teaches that the preoccupation with material possessions is a form of idolatry, and God hates idolatry. It poisons every other phase of our lives, including our family life. The problem, the Bible says, is not with money itself, but with our love of money. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, according to 1 Timothy 6:10. No one can serve two masters, according to Matthew 6:24. And here is a question for your consideration. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Don't allow money or anything to take God's rightful place in your life. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive him into your life. Remember, God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, he arose with all power in his hands so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Trust and obey his word. And use your resources to honor God and help people. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you. And when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.